Okay. What types, other types of poultry might you eat?
Pheasant, duck. I guess that's about it. Chicken.
Okay. You mentioned sausage. What are some types of sausage?
Whoa. All I can think of Lincoln patty sausage. And, the ones that look like hot dogs.
Are they hot dogs?
Oh, no.
What is a hot dog?
Hot dog is,
That was my next question.
I don't know, hot dog, they're kind of weary things. I don't eat them. I don't know what they're meant.
When you say hot dog, do you mean just the meat or do you mean the meat in the bun?
I mean the meat in the thing, in the bun.
Just the meat, or in the bun.
Oh, I see. You want to know what
I... Even when I say I'm going to the store to buy a package of...
Hot dogs, I would say
that's just the meat. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call that kind of sandwich that has several types of meat and cheese and lettuce and tomato and it's on a great big bun?
Several different types of meat? Oh, probably submarine.
All right, any other name for that?
Probably a hero.
Mm-hmm.
Or a,
You ever say poor boy?
No.
Okay. Then what might you drink that's not alcoholic with a hero sandwich?
We just call everything Coke.
Mm-hmm. Even if it's not Coca-Cola.
Right.
Suppose it's not a cola drink. Suppose it's like ginger ale or something like that.
That's so funny. Nobody does that. I would think, now I call it soda. I would call it soda.
You say now. When would you have switched from
because you
get Coke to soda?
Because just the people that you hang around from here, from the school.
People from Emory don't say Coke to mean
right.
anything?
They say, oh, I think if they're going to have a Coke, they say Coke. But if you say a lot of the people from the Northerners, I have picked up saying soda.
Uh-huh. So soda is a Northern word.
Right. I think so. Yes, definitely.
And so you would say that Coke is a more Southern term to mean any soft drink?
Yeah, it might be just a group of people that I hang around, you know.
I don't know what's the matter with that bird out there. What do you call the man who sells the meat in a store?
The butcher.
Okay, and if the meat had been kept too long, you'd say it had done what?
Spoiled.
Okay. Let's do this bit. What kind... No, I won't ask that question. Obviously, it's getting late in the afternoon. What do you call a kind of pastry that you might have with coffee in the morning?
Probably coffee cake.
Okay. Is that the little individual size piece, or is that the great big thing?
That's the great big thing. If I had just a piece, I'd just call it a piece of coffee cake.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Slice.
Mm-hmm. Do you know the term Danish?
Yes.
How would you use that?
I would use that if it was probably gooey. You know, there's a difference between a coffee cake. When I think of Danish, it's usually kind of gooey, and it's like stuff on the top, and it's usually not... It's a small piece.
Mm-hmm. What kind of stuff on the top?
I don't know. It usually has like a fruit preservative on the top, mm-hmm. or some gooey pecan stuff on the top.
Mm-hmm.
But when I think of Danish, it's usually one separate thing, and it's got like it's swirled.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. What do you call the sweet stuff that might be spread on a coffee cake, or might be spread on just a cake?
The frosting.
All right.
Or and glaze.
What's the difference?
Glaze is more, it's clear, sort of like sugary.
Mm-hmm.
And the frosting is like, it's sugary, but it's like, has like, it's thicker, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what is it on a donut?
Usually it's a glaze, but sometimes you can get chocolate frosted donuts.